then in church, if you get down on your knees, you say, he was down on his knees, he...
He was praying.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how did he get down there? And you say, well, he just...
He got on his knees, that's about out of it.
Would you say kneeled or knelt?
Hmm?
Would you ever use kneeled or knelt?
Kneel, yeah. And they're bound, they're out there kneeled, I would say.
And when you get particularly tired and come in, you're too tired to sit in a chair, so you go to the bedroom and you...
Too tired sitting in a chair?
Yeah, if you're too tired even to...
So lay down, you mean?
Uh-huh. Now, if someone goes to sleep and then wakes up and tells you about all the things that happened while he was asleep, you say, oh, they didn't happen, you just... They didn't really happen, you just...
Dreaming.
Mm-hmm. You just what?
You mean, if somebody tell you what happened while you were asleep?
No, if someone goes to sleep and then wakes up and tells you that a lot of things have happened...
Yeah,
they didn't really happen, you just...
Laugh at him, I guess. I got it.
You just dreamed them.
Dreamed them, yeah. Imagined it.
And then they stopped as soon as he...
Wake you, get up, you mean?
Uh-huh. When you bang your feet, you stand up and bang your feet down on the floor.
Stomping you in?
Uh-huh. Here's one you mentioned. You said, I think it was the Kentucky people that carried people home.
Yeah, if he'd, and some of them says it towed them over, I think. But if he'd go take him by the town, they'd say, I'm going to carry him over. Yeah, that's funny, but them Southerners, I guess, knew that them Kentucky people did. That's kind of the way they had to express in the trip, to carry him over.
Hmm. If you, hitch a horse up in front of a cart, you'd say you want the horse to...
In front of the cart?
I didn't phrase this one well.
Hmm?
Oh, it would have to pull, wouldn't it, Bill?
Yeah, he'd have to be hooked to it.
Is there any way you can get pressure on the back with a horse?
No, a horse can back, but he's got to pull.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he can back a bugger in the wagon, but he's got to pull.
They just can't push, can they?
No, they can't push. They can back up. They got bitching on them, but
you've
got to pull.
And, let's see, if you carry a heavy load, you say you...
Carry a heavy load?
I don't think you tote things up here, do you? That's...
Well, no, but I've heard them, they call it tote someplace.
Uh-huh.
We just say carry in this country.
Mm-hmm. Say what?
Carry. Mm-hmm.
If a little baby is around, say, and there's an electrical wire, and you see that the baby's just about to get it, what would you shout?
Well, stop or something. Or don't touch it.
If something is over on the other side of the room, and your wife is there, and you'd like to get it, when you'd like to stay here and have it brought to you, what would you ask?
I'd just ask her if she'd bring it over to me.
And let's say she were over there and someone else were in the room and you wanted it to be taken to her, what would you say?
You mean me take it to her?
No, this third party.
Oh, just ask them to please take it over to her.
Did you ever play that game with Luron Ball in the club where the, oh, it's got, well, it looks sort of like a pipe, but it's longer. You hit the ball toward a flag.
Oh, you don't mean tennis, do you?
No. I'm thinking the one that you play on the field.
Oh, you don't mean croquet, do you?
No, that's the field isn't a good one. Of course.